The word of God that I want to share with you for our thoughts today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, on the mornings when I go over to teach at Stout, the school I teach at, I go early and I go to the fitness center and work out, shower up, get ready for the day. Up until this week, when I leave the sports center, it's still dark outside. And recently, in the last couple of weeks, my eye was caught by a car parked on the street, just a sliver of white reflecting the light from a distant street lamp. Low slung, sleek, it looked like the crescent moon reflecting the light of the sun. Curious, because you don't see a lot of cars like that in a university parking lot. I drew a little closer, and for those of you who would care, it was a BMW M8 competition. Yeah, whistles. So I did a little research. It'll set you back 145 grand. It has a 617 horsepower power plant, and it will get you from 0 to 60 in the amount of time it takes to say 0 to 60. Well, a little more. But what was really interesting about this car was its license plate, the vanity license plate, which said one word, finally. That's right, finally. Whoever owned this car seems to have believed that they had reached the apex of their life, the object of their dreams, the culmination of a life's efforts. Finally. Now, most of you are young. You have your lives laid out for you. Well, God has laid your lives out for you, but you can see it stretching out into the horizon, right? And you are just bursting with dreams and aspirations and expectations and hopes. It's great to be young and see all that stuff ahead of you. But of all those things that you hope lie ahead of you, To which one thing would you attach that license plate? Finally. Maybe a husband or a wife? A house and land out in the country? That job you've been working towards or hope to achieve someday? What deserves the title, finally, as the crown of your life? Well, keep in mind the warning, like you see on your right side rearview mirror, the one that's printed underneath, that says, warning, obstacles to your happiness are closer than they appear. Let's read again our text for this morning. It's about time we got back to that, right? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As you know, we receive Jesus by faith, and faith is intangible. It's not a house or a car or a paycheck or another person. But this letter does go on to say that faith is substance, that faith is evidence of something. This Hebrews chapter 11, you may remember, goes on to name a long series of biblical heroes. And it shows how their faith in the God who promised Jesus, promised the Savior, was the most solid ground they could stand on in all of life's trials. That for these people, faith itself was as good as the thing that faith hoped for. Now, there's not time this morning to discuss many of these heroes: Abel, Noah, Jacob, Gideon, Samson, Sarah. It's a long list. But one figure who gets a lot of attention is Abraham. It was Abraham who waited until he was 100 years old before he could hold his promised and legitimate heir, Isaac. 100 years old before, and you can picture the scene, right? 100-year-old Abraham, all hunched over, holding this squiggling little infant, and finally he says, finally. Because God had been promising that for 25 years. Finally. But actually, it didn't work out quite that way. The writer points out that for all of these Old Testament heroes, the end of their story, Samson's end, Gideon's end, Abraham's end, Moses's end, the end of their story wasn't the end of the story. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were but strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For Abraham, in a faith sense, Isaac was not the finally moment. It was really just the beginning, right? Isaac, the father of Jacob, Jacob, the father of Judah, Judah, and on it goes, till the coming of the Savior. And that's why 2,000 years later, Jesus Christ would tell a Jewish audience, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. That's what faith does. It deals in the real. It deals in the concrete. It's just that concrete thing came along long after Abraham had died. Every time Abraham looked off into the future with eyes of faith, with the eyes of looked at how he stood with God, with the eyes of that trusted in God's promises, he saw Jesus. He saw his Savior, and he could say, finally. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, give us such a faith. Let us keep a loose hold on the goals and aspirations of this world. Let us keep a firm hold on the promises of God, the promise of our baptism, the promise of the gospel that transports us instantly from zero to the love of our Savior, to the presence of the King, to the mansions of heaven. Amen. We'll sing hymn 463, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4.